May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, December 17, 2022. And today I'll be getting into the Christmas spirit with readings from four multimedia compendiums that I've published the last 10 days. High State of Christ Mass, Christmas Christ Mass Consciousness naturally neutralizes the deep state, global disease and dystopia. But before I neutralize the deep state with a high state of cosmic love, it's time for a cosmic weather report. Anyway, the moon is in Libra as I speak, and it's in a really nice grand trine with Mars and Saturn, and this gives us the opportunity to do a higher mental survey of the psychological terrain of the global info war. Getting congruent with Saturn in Aquarius and discerning with Mars in Gemini. Of course, you can never be mind congruent in a higher mental sense unless you are heart coherent, which is centered and connected with the frequency of loving kindness. Because, you know, frequency wise, in scientific terms, heart coherence is a golden ratio algorithm of your heart rhythm that registers resonance with frequent thoughts and feelings of loving kindness and holding compassion for all life. But I digress. Mercury is conjunct Venus right now, and both are trining Uranus and Taurus. So it's a good time to get some flashes of insight into a higher mental frame of reference for cosmic love, the first principles of cosmic law, and the emerging blueprint for a golden age. Anyway, so much for the cosmic far side. Again, as I mentioned, it's almost Christmas, and Christos has been in his workshop preparing for Christmas with these four newsletter compendiums, you know, published over the last 10 days. And this is the great turnaround I've been writing about all year, folks. I mean, this is it. And the first one we're going to discuss is the one just published earlier today, is the Aquarian Christ Mass frequency shift, Christmas frequency shift. There's an infographic at the top that's got a circle with the full spectrum in the circle, and the caption is, "The universe doesn't speak English, it speaks frequency." So, Christmas, Christ Mass frequency shift, you know, on the cusp of Aquarius, what this looks like, what this means. Some call it the turning of the ages. Others call it the big shift to quantum 5D reality. And others refer to the, you know, the end times, second coming of Christ en masse in our collective consciousness. Basically, the theme is Christ mass awakening, you know, Aquarian age of light and love. You know, Christic awareness of, you know, the principles, first principles of cosmic law, love, language, you know, light, universal language of light of consciousness, cosmic law, you know, components to the capstone of divine love, vision, all that. Anyway, so this is my, you know, work in the workshop. This is Christos Light Weaver. And as I say, a lot of my compendiums, newsletters, I'll say right at the top, skip to the bottom for the high stuff. In this case, and this is a video is just done on the 11th, what was that, 6 days ago, on planetary spirit raising. So some people, you know, when they read these compendiums, if you're on my list, anyone can email cosmiclove at, you know, one word, cosmiclove at mcn.net, that's mcn.net, and I can get on the list, my Cosmic Love list, and you'll get these compendiums once or twice a week, or newsletters. It's got videos and articles of the week that you won't see in mainstream, lamestream media. You know, it's alternative stuff that I spend a lot of time vetting, you know, curating with the best brightest luminaries on the internet, you know, that are really saying, you know, truth telling, you know, which is banned and censored a lot. But by God's grace, you know, there's still freedom of speech to a certain extent. And as long as there is, you know, I will be doing my best to keep in touch with all the people, you know, that have been with me over the last 15 years. You know, I've been doing the radio show for 13 years, this Cosmic Love Show, every other week, Saturday evenings. And I've been doing it through thick and thin. I mean, moving several times, my office several times, brain surgery, eye surgery, hand surgery. I mean, I've been through the freaking ringer, folks. But you know, I got Chiron highly aspected in my astrology, psychology. So I'm the wounded healer. You know, it's like physician, heal thyself. Well, I have a lot of opportunities to do that. So I guess it's a good thing. It's my divine destiny. But I'm just grateful that I'm able to do this. So I'm going to go into this. And this was something just published this earlier today. This is a reading from it. And it goes like this. Imagine if we could keep the momentum of Christmas going all year round. You know, a real spiritual revolution with revival of the Christic spirit that matters for co-creation of peace on earth all year. You know, with systemic healing in all our core social, political, and economic institutions. The quantum age we now see matriculating the matrix heralds the Aquarian frequency shift in terms of quantum science and the quantum reality of the instant everywhere internet that is all connected in an interactive, heart-coherent, unified field of light language and cosmic universal love. So, again, I'm reading from content that is in the show notes, you know, these four different newsletter compendiums. And this will be the show notes, you know, as a podcast is published here in a few days. But those who are, of course, on my list, or have received any of my compendiums, right at the top is the archive of all these different newsletters that you can follow along, you know, with as you listen to the podcast. Pause the podcast at any point where you want to watch a video or read an article. So I emphasize that because it's kind of a unique way to create your own multimedia show that you control. You watch the videos that you want to see. I'll reference them, you know, as I go through this narrative and kind of highlight, you know, basically, you know, what I've been tuning into is like significators in the collective consciousness, you know, things that are really, you know, something that we can all sink our teeth into as far as, you know, food for thought that digests well and feeds our bodies, minds, and spirits. So, the quantum age, again, we now see matriculating the matrix heralds the Aquarian frequency shift. So they're going to refer to the Aquarian age as the quantum age. Quantum science, you know, the unified field thinking, you know, quantum thinking, quantum consciousness, quantum think. There's a book called Quantum Think. I had the lady on my radio show. It's really cool. Book near several years ago on quantum think. Anyway, this understanding of we're, you know, on the cusp of Aquarius is quantum age, quantum everything, unified field, thinking, feeling, knowing, and sensing, you know, how it's all connected, you know, our four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, our core institutions, government, education, healthcare, the economy, and all these components to the capstone within us, you know, the archetypes of wholeness, fire, air, water, and earth. Again, spiritual, fire, mental, air, emotional, water, physical, earth. These archetypes, you know, the universal archetypes, Jungian archetypes, the modern psychology that deals with basically the architecture of a golden age will be based on the archetypes of wholeness and the gold standard, you know, a cosmic universal love, law, language standard for conscientious spiritual evolution, revolution, revelation. I mean, what can you say? So a high state of Aquarian sensibilities will naturally neutralize the deep state of deception, depravity, dystopia, and as in dense, unconscious, and heartless. And it'll do this by involving and evolving our individual and collective sovereignty consciousness. You know, effective sensory perception, not extrasensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you have it, but effective sensory perception for all us as united sovereigns of Earth. You know, we're all connected, global village. Yeah, the only thing that's keeping us separated is the divisive dialectic of the powers that want to be. But anyway, we're right to the point. You know, this is again the turning point, the 2022 turning point. You know, we're like coming down the home stretch. You know, basically the Christic spirit that matters for raising our spirits and transcending, you know, dense, unconscious, and heartless. So the global crisis, which is a very real thing, is at cause and core a crisis in consciousness. A depression of the high state due to deep state disconnect from the unified field of real Aquarian community, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, the TLC connection. There's a disconnect from that still. So far, it's changing. This is where we're going. You know, in the future, I mean, in the cosmic scheme of things, it's already happened. But we're talking about the family of mankind in a global village of instant interactive networks of TLC love, 5D, God love, consciousness without end, you know, worlds without end, love without end. So kind of the synopsis is what I'm saying is that the global reset of personal planetary sovereignty to a high state of Christ mass revelation will naturally result from 5D frequency shift to the whole healthy and Holy Spirit of love and action frequently by way of mass-to-mass telecom, the Heartware Project. Now, some of you are familiar with the Heartware Project. Basically, basically teams working east and west to develop a universal interface for local and global interaction with the language of consciousness that involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness. That pretty much sums it up, the Heartware Project. There's a link, hot link, in this newsletter article compendium. So if you're interested in that, you can certainly, I know that was a mouthful, and some are familiar with the Heartware Project, others aren't, so it's hyperlinked, so you can go there. As in hyper fast. So all the mass media inanity, insanity, and immoral profanity of 2022 can be chalked up to the lack of love and the power of love, as has always been the ordained check and balance to naturally counter the inordinate love of power by psychopaths and sociopaths of the dark side, deep state. You know, the dark side of the force. I mean, the check and balance on that has always been, you know, the power of love. You know, and of course, the lack of love causes dis-ease and causes dysfunction, causes dystopia, causes devolution instead of evolution. So you don't want to do that. You know, we want a more light and love, easier and faster. This is the Aquarian way. So here's the more light and love, easier and faster. I mean, I'm talking about how we claim our ascension with big love for uprising and uprising with a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of love in action. You know, the Holy Spirit is love in action. The higher the concept, the standard, the gold standard of love, cosmic love, universal love in action, you know, the greater the results in action. You know, you've got you've got divine alchemy with, you know, the frequency of holy compassion, of love. And you've got the divine action, I mean, the divine alchemy with this cosmic love in action, which is like the power with the power of love. You know, like the pink and the blue, the power of love is like Holy Spirit. It's like, it's divine, it's like, you know, advanced alchemy. It's not just the alchemy of love, which is always, you know, love heals all, you know, there's that principle. But we're not talking about just the frequency of holy compassion, you know, heart coherence. We're talking about, you know, the full spectrum of love, you know, that's the color-coded love I use in the graphics on the blog. I do a lot of color coordinating, and remember, the universe doesn't speak, In English, it speaks in frequency. So the full spectrum light language, you know, the light of consciousness, light as consciousness, and how the brightness scale and the color spectrum, you know, the brightness scale is like the light of the infinite and eternal as it ascends and descends through your third eye prism, which refracts the light of the eternal into the full spectrum of the rainbow. And when you're fully enlightened, you know, full spectrum enlightenment, you have all those bands of the color spectrum, you know, integrated, you know, to make white light. So you've got the brightness scale, you've got the color spectrum, it's like the vertical and the horizontal, and you got the depth of field in time and space. You know, it's like you've got 3D, you get 4D, and you got 5D, which is the integration with the consciousness of how you are conscious, how light language works within your holodeck, you know, between your ears, upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. Anyway, I'm kind of going off the rails here, digressing a little bit, but you know, this is what I do on the radio show. That is between the lines, you know, might say, on the compendiums that I do. And I got a lot to get through, and I'm talking pretty fast, but I'm going to have to speed it up, so hold on to your hats, folks. Here we go. And I'm talking about Aquarian Age models for co-creating local and global network communities that truly represent us as united sovereigns of Earth, you know, the family of mankind, a global village of instant everywhere interactive communication capabilities. Anyway, at this point, I'm in the content copy. I say, you know, here's a note to readers from CR. That's Christopher. That's me. And I'm saying, as you may have noticed, as you know, I'm really into a lot of, you know, technical stuff. So I'm somewhat considered on the autism spectrum, as many are who have also not sustained full spectrum enlightenment. You know, so the full spectrum enlightenment I was talking about, you know, where you've got all bands of the spectrum, you know, where you've got them balanced, so there's a synergy creating white light as the full spectrum, you know, combines to create white light. You know, most of us aren't fully enlightened all of the time. You know, it's called the human condition in 3D. And of course, the idea, you know, is that, you know, different times of our lives, we've had more light, enlightenment, you know, where we're more conscious of how we're conscious, and we just have that sense of joy and lightness and freedom of where you really feel, you know, you the full spectrum enlightenment. You know, we've all had that experience, you know, intense love, joy, and the highest frequencies of joy, where it's just bliss, and you know, you're right out the top of your crown chakra. I mean, you know, those kind of experiences. So most of the time, we're all usually on certain bands of the spectrum at a time. I mean, I'm more on the blue and the gold spectral bands, which combine for, you know, emerald green frequencies as resonate with, you know, truth, vision, science, and healing. Sometimes considered that green way. And of course, green is in the color, middle of the color spectrum. It's a combination of the blue and the gold, you know, but it's balance in angstrom units, right in the middle of the in the spectrum in angstrom units is green. You know, this emerald green, of course, which we see in all life plant forms, chlorophyll conversion, etc. So I mentioned in the content, and you can click on the link that I provide to an exceptional PBS documentary on autism that just came out this last week. And I mean, I've said some really condescending things about PBS, you know, as the public broadcasting system. I sometimes refer to it as the public, you know, propaganda channel, but they have some really great stuff. This is keeping it in balance. They have this article on autism called In a Different Key that, you know, just incredible insight on the nature of spectral autism that has increased from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 30 people, 1 in 30 children being born. And this happened, this huge shift just accelerated extremely when the vaccine schedule for children quadrupled, you know, after legal immunity was granted to Big Pharma for their pharmacidal side effects. you know, which is to say, they're not legally the government, you know, collusion with Big Pharma. They just signed off on any liability for harming people, you know. So the do no harm thing has been protected legally, so that Big Pharma, you know, can't be sued for killing people, or maiming them for life, or creating autism, or whatever, you know. So, I mean, just think about that, folks. I mean, you know, this from 10,000, 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 30, and now after the, you know, the COVID vaccine debacle, official VARS reporting of both, I mean, the side effects from vaccines indicate that 1 in 20 children born to vaccinated mothers may be autistic, or that's 1 in 20 may be autistic, or 1 in 10 if they're double jabbed. Believe it or not, believe it or not. I have specifics on this with a link. You can go to the website. Someone told me today that that link was being blocked on their server. It's not being blocked on my server, but different sites are being blacklisted and blocked all over the internet. So you may be able to read that link that goes into the specifics of what I'm talking about. It's been documented and published all over the internet, but that never makes the mainstream media. It's being censored. So if you think about it, this increased level of autism is not, it's not surprising, because all vaccines, they've always been made with toxins to weaken the immune system so that the body will react to build immunity. You know, they call it so that the vaccine will take. They whack the immune system and they stimulate an immune response in the body with injecting it with toxins. But, you know, a pregnant mother's blood circulates her vaccine toxins into her baby's body. And that's not safe for gestation in the womb. For children, that's why children are being born with autism. You know, they're a little bit scrambled, you know, if not worse, you know, if they make it through. And the level of the increase, I mean, it's just off the charts, you know, the pregnancies that are being lost with the vaccination campaign, and it's not being reported in the media. And some of you know this, but it's almost so horrible beyond words what's going on. So there's no good science for this, vaccinating babies and mothers, nor for lockdowns or masking or social distancing. I mean, readers of this newsletter are well aware that this was all part of a social engineering agenda to leverage a digital surveillance matrix with digital IDs, digital passports, digital currency, and a social credit system that can digitally empty your bank account if you don't respect transhuman slavery. Because that's what the genetic, you know, we're talking about. The vaccines are changing our genetics. You know, we're becoming more like cyborgs that, you know, can actually be. Anyway, I won't go into all of that. Some of you know about that, but we're talking about transhuman slavery, the way it's going. And if you don't realize that the big Orwellian lie is in our face constantly in the lamestream media, and if you don't realize this, and that our indifference is taken as consent. So. It's not a time to be indifferent to what's going on. It's going to be turning around. It may be sooner or maybe later. It all depends on how many people wake up and who wakes up and really does something about it with, you know, real love and action to make a difference by carrying it up to share the truth of the matter with enough people. And if enough people wise up and rise up, there's a lot more of us worldwide than there are about the 7,000 power trips of the power elite, you know, the power trippers. You know, with in the World Economic Forum and all these paid off positions in the deep state corporatocracy, whatever you want to call it. So I don't want to go to the dark side, the negative. So I'm going to try and keep it pretty positive, more or less, in this compendium. But I did want to go into, you know, where it's going, and that the urgency is that this is a time to raise our frequency. So by centering and connecting our hearts and our minds with the Aquarian frequencies, you know, that are really intense as we've entered into Aquarius. It's like, you know, we're talking about photonic energy that comes from the great central sun through our sun. And in this quadrant of Aquarius, where the energies are more rarefied, and it is gradually increasing the frequency, the Schumann resonances, the frequencies with a high state of the spirit that matters, that will naturally neutralize the deep state. Now, I mean, this has already occurred in the continuum. Some people are fully waking up to this, but, you know, just like awakening the process, some are awakening more than others. They're awakening more than others by networking information that wakes them up, but they're also awakening themselves. You know, there's just more people awakening others. So that is a process that, you know, it's sooner, it will be coming sooner and later. And we're talking about the long prophesied age of Aquarian light and love, and how it's morphing the quantum matrix with the pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension. I mean, that's my wrap, and I'm sticking to it. In a nutshell, that's where we're going. That's how we're going to get there. That's the basically the components to the capstone vision of virtue and valor for the victory of worldwide love and the foundation. So we're talking about forging the foundation of Aquarian love with mass mediation modalities for raising net reality standards for global netizens. You know, it's like we're all global netizens. We're, you know, in principle, we have an instant everywhere interactive internet, you know, where we're all connected. And all the divide and conquer stuff, you know, whether it be nationalism or sexism or whatever ism, religion, you know, any ism can, you know, if it doesn't unite us, then it divides us. So you've got forces that you know, of the dark side divisive dialectic, and you've got forces of enlightened upwising and uprising. So look to see, know to be, geometric ordered divinity, pure geometry thought forms, the God love constitution for effective sensory perception by way of interactive telecommunion, telecom, telecommunity, teleconscious, telecare, and the next telecommerce economy for full spectrum 5D TLC enlightenment. And then there's this video on raising the spirit of our planet. It was just published by the Heart Center, and it's how the Holy Spirit comes through the Queen of Light in this heart stream. I mean, it's one of the most inspiring pieces I've ever heard, quite honestly. And, you know, tell me what you think. You know, is it? Some people, my compendiums, all they do is they skip to the bottom to always read these and watch these videos from the Heart Center. Because some of the most inspired stuff, you know, again, some people, they're receptive to it, you know, and some people consider it woo-woo, but there's quite a few people on my list that are really into the teachings of the Ascended Masters and how the hosts of heaven are stepping through the veil and laying the foundation for an Aquarian age, and they overshine, and they overshine people. You know, they inspire people, and then people, of course, sometimes think their best ideas are their own, where they don't realize they were overshined with higher energies. But this is the shift from 3D to 5D, you know, and so the 4D in time, as in right now, this is very timely. This is the type of timely inspirational stuff. But it really takes people from 3D to 5D. And in this case, this video, this raising the spirit of our planet, it's a soul-raising video, a collective planetary soul-raising video. I mean, it's the Holy Spirit comes through the Queen of Light to raise the spirit of our planet. And this heart stream is a planetary soul-raising session focusing on Scandinavia and simultaneously raising the spirit of holy love, light, and levity for blessing everyone. In other words, in the quantum field, it's all connected, focusing on Scandinavia, simultaneously, you know, resonating, you know, in the planetary body to raise the spirit of everyone. So this is usually the bottom line in my compendiums. I try to have, whether it's from the Heart Center or Patricia Cota Robles or some other inspirational video that of the week that I consider, you know, as I'm curating different videos, I'm looking for some of the best I can find, and that's what I try to bring to you. So if I'm going to get through all of these, I've got a few more compendiums to go through. I'm going to go to the next one now. Now, this was just published a couple days ago, and this is, I'm wearing a different hat here. I'm the director of Ultramedic Services, and this is a health article on how to awaken and stimulate your own stem cells, you know, for advanced holistic self-care benefits. And as some of you know, Ultramedics is doing for prevention with holistic care, as paramedics do for crisis medicine. You know, like Ultramedics, paramedics, you know, One's holistic oriented, one's crisis medicine oriented, one's more preventive, one's more treatment. But, you know, there's that's how I position ultramedics, and I work with a lot of quantum healing systems, but also with the Swedish pollen extract. So the point of this article, I mean, is in a synopsis here, is that when the leading nutrition and quantum energy modalities combine and synergize for holistic healing, the benefits are exceptional. They can be phenomenal. So actually, this was published 3 days ago, and you can read about it. Again, it'll be in the show notes. There'll be one of the referenced articles. And I'm going to kind of go through this rather quickly. Shouldn't only take a few minutes. Optimal health devotees, you know, for those who are optimal health devotees, you may well be aware of stem cell research and applications for rejuvenating cellular health. But you also may know that stem cell treatments have been expensive and with invasive injections. Fortunately, that has changed. Recent stem cell breakthroughs have advanced on both the physical and quantum level. The bioenergy terrain is definitely upgraded, you know, both on a biological and energetic level. The bioenergy terrain is definitely upgraded with these advanced combinations, these advanced modalities. And the synergistic benefits can almost seem miraculous at comparatively inexpensive do-it-yourself cost. So this is now possible with nature's most concentrated superfood, as it combines with bioenergetically with quantum stem cell stimulating patches. I'm going to go into the patches, but first, some of you who are not familiar with the Swedish pollen extract, I'm going to give a quick summary here. My experience as a clinical nutritionist led to my 1987 discovery of Swedish pollen extract, you know, SPX, royal jelly, quote, royal jelly, that makes a super bee queen, you know, queen bee out of a worker bee larva when it is fed the royal jelly. You know, whenever the hive needs a queen, they feed this larva, you know, this royal jelly, and it makes a super bee. I mean, it's five times larger. Incredibly fertile, can lay its own weight in eggs a day. I mean, it's just like a miracle of nature. So this SBX, you know, this pollen extract features advanced biomimicry biotech, which means that it improves on what bees do with three internationally patented processes for nutraceutical grade quality control. That's like nutraceutical grade is like pharmaceutical grade quality control by harvesting select pollens without the bees, extracting the nucleic material from the microscopic shell without chemicals, and then pre-digesting this super rich extract with enzymes to make it highly assimilable and hypoallergenic, you know, non-allergenic. So this is how the miracle of a queen bee genesis translates to regenesis in your body. Now, you know, remember, royal jelly was used by, you know, Chinese emperors. They weighed out the royal jelly. They used gold, and they would weigh out the equal amount in gold for the amount of royal jelly, because it was worth that for them because of their dozens or hundreds of concubines, and they were the queen bee. So SPX, this pollen extract, is rich in all the vital stem cell precursors that the body assimilates to rejuvenate. This is similar to how beta carotene is a precursor to vitamin A, and with SPX, the benefit is not only for stem cells, but also as a precursor for endocrine gland hormones that naturally regulate the immune system. They're called prostaglandin precursors. And the pollen extract provides those precursors for the body manufacturing as needed the endocrine gland hormones that regulate, you know, and optimize the immune system and the health of everything in the body. So one proof of its value for the immune system is the worldwide use of SPX, you know, this pollen extract royal jelly, by immunologists and oncologists in drip IVs for bringing back the immune system after chemo and radiation, you know, weakens the immune system. And also, it's proven itself worldwide for, I was 45 years in Europe and worldwide for high performance athletes, executives, computer coders, and health lovers in general. I mean, SPX is highly valued for sustained energy and mental clarity. So now I'm going to go into the patches, the quantum healing patches. So the quantum age is going mainstream at an accelerated rate, and quantum science, as pioneered by Nikola Tesla and Einstein, have come a long way. I mean, as a pioneer of quantum healing back in 1991, I think it was my third holistic healing center, I worked with the first biofeedback computer to integrate the periodic table of quantum biology with a full body scan of 5,500 vitamins, minerals, aminos, phenolics, prostaglandins, etc., to analyze which biologics, you know, which supplements and bioenergetics, you know, homeopathics, will most likely optimize holistic health. Well, I write a story on that. You can read about it if you want under the link, hyperlink I provide on, you know, pioneering quantum healing back in 1991. Well, 7 years ago, I began working with a much advanced computer healing system called Trinfinity 8, and you can read about that at the hyperlink, with 70,000 plus programs that recalibrate the body's bioenergetics for homeostasis and healing. And almost 4 years ago, I had Nicholas Tivoli on my Cosmic, Dr. Nicholas Tivoli on my Cosmic Love Show podcast, explaining how for 10 years he'd been working with doctors all over the world who are using these quantum patches that stimulate stem cell production in the body. Now, the science is brilliantly explained at the explained to the LifeWave patches link. That's hyperlinked, and it's got a video there, and the results are just phenomenal. You can watch that for yourself if you're interested. So, LifeWave, if you haven't heard about it, I mean, it's an amazing story with LifeWave. I mean, I'm fascinated with it because I've been into quantum healing all these years. And they now have the premier anti-aging suite of products. I mean, while many self-care companies never recovered from the shutdowns, LifeWave has gone global into more than 100 countries and just had their biggest year and biggest month, and they're growing fast. So this is a phenomenon to look at. And the biggest growth is with baby boomers. Why? Well, they get it. They've hit the wall of their mortality. And the older you get, the fewer stem cells you have, the faster you age, and the slower you heal. So you stimulate stem cell production, and you enhance cellular rejuvenation. And if you want to keep going, you know, with more energy, light, love, easier and faster, you know, you want to, you know, stimulate stem cell production is one good way to do that. So, of course, you know, this company is also growing because there's been a lot of mainstream media buzz about stem cells. I mean, that's a big factor in public demand, but the results speak the loudest. I mean, these patches work like nothing else for all kinds of health conditions, from pain to improved eyesight. So some of you know my story. This last year, I talked about on the show how I was going blind with macular degeneration. I didn't know if I was going to be able to do any more shows. I mean, I thought my life was over. A friend of mine put his LifeWave patches on my brain stem to my freaking astonishment. Later that evening, I could see the computer screen clearly. So I've been in recovery ever since, with a daily routine wearing these fresh patches. So, I mean, this is a routine that I find really works. You know, it's like when I say stabilized, it's like I can function again. So, again, I recommend, you know, watching the short video at LifeWave, you know, for many other health benefits. So, in synopsis here, when you combine the SPX with the LifeWave patches, you're stimulating stem cells in two different ways that work synergistically. I mean, the results are much better when combined, because the SPX provides the micronutrient precursors for stem cell rejuvenation in the whole body, but while the LifeWave patches then awaken and stimulate the process in specific areas. So this is what's called biologic and bioenergetic synergy, you know, benefits greater than the sum of the separate parts by themselves. So I'm in a unique position to offer both the SPX and LifeWave patches together. So for a limited trial, and I want you to see how this goes, I'm providing a free LifeWave patch when you place, you know, an order for the pollen extract. And I provide the links for that in the context of this compendium. And if you do order it, just ask for the free patch in the order notes, and you'll get that, and you can try it if you have a condition that, you know, like I have, with your eyes, you know, really, or whatever, you know, a pain condition. And if you watch the video, you'll know that there's all kinds of health conditions these patches help for. So give it a try. Watch the video. Just remember that you're the best health, wealth investment you'll ever make. You know, the real key to health care is self-care. So keep in touch with any questions at ultramedics@mcn.net. Here's to your health. And I am going to jump to the other compendium. I got about 15 minutes left, so I'm going to be blazing. And this one was called, now this was done about, about a week ago. So I'm going to take this from the top. Here's the compendium. It goes, it's that time of the year, a time for good cheer. Beyond all the messages that traumatize and monetize are those that ring clear. The Christ Mass Spirit Uprising. And it's a really nice graphic, you know, with this energy, like zooming, this energy beam of light zooming for the air and twirling up into a Christmas tree. If you can imagine that. That's, you know, the Christ Mass, Christmas Christ Mass Spirit Uprising. I spelled it like that, Christ Mass Spirit Uprising, because that really is what Aquarius is. You know, the Aquarian Age of Light and Love is the second coming of Christ Mass 5D conscience. What 5D conscience is, you know, 5D, you know, God, love, source, zero point Christ Mass conscience. So it may sound trite that all our trials and tribulations were foreordained for this time of revelations, but our future is not etched in stone. Mankind still has free will to overcome or succumb to the sinister dark side of divisive dystopia. But a golden age is inbound, folks. Our future is more glorious than most can even imagine. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Skip to the bottom for an exceptional, inspirational video, as I usually do. And I begin by saying, since the Full Moon Compendium was published on Wednesday, I added 4 videos and more infographics and article links, thanks to readers who shared them. A lot of big events this last week. So get all the full moon updates, and we are all waking up together. And I'm probably going to finish up with that, or with this, because the article I did before had a lot of videos and articles in it that are good, and you can watch those if you want. But this was like the keynote of taking it to those articles to the next level. You know, the videos and articles I have added that I'm going to be referring to. So again, the whole theme here is that we are all waking up together. Some waking up, you know, more than others. Some waking up more than others. This is the prelude to today's newsletter, because the enormity of what is coming will shock the entire world. So prepare mentally to mitigate shock. And I go on to say that this red pill of reality therapy may be hard to swallow, but it sure beats the blue pill paradigm paralysis and victim dictum that is stuck in negativity. In brief, there are major developments behind the scenes that are not being reported in lamestream media. That's changing, with major internet exposures requiring the propaganda press to respond with more disinfo or accusations of disinfo. I mean, this is info war for hearts and minds. Fearless faith versus faithless fear, and the whole truth versus the Orwellian lie. And I like the quote in this regard. Quote, when a man who is honestly mistaken hears the truth, he will either cease being mistaken or cease being honest. This is in regard to the currency of conscience. And this is the test that's best for global evolution, revolution, revelations. The currency of conscience. For example, the Full Moon Compendium, which again begins the cycle for the entire month, the full moon. I mean, it ends the cycle for, you know, completion of the last month, and it really, in another sense, begins a cycle where it's going to become full over the next month with the energy that the new moon defines. So without getting into all that astrology, psychology, the compendium that, you know, I'm referring to focused on the systemic problem with corrupt media programming us with a grand illusion to invert and subvert the Great Awakening. You know, it's like the Great Awakening versus the Grand Illusion. And I love the quote by Johann Goethe. Goethe, German guy, he says, "None are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. The truth has been kept from the depth of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehoods till wrong looks right in their eyes." This is the crisis facing global humanity right now. There's a video from the Corbett Report called Flashback from back in 2010, a video he did that could have been done yesterday and been completely relevant about how the mass media affects us. And from that video in the Corbett Report, James says that we try to break out of the box by exposing the government PR media matrix for what it is. For decades, scientifically crafted techniques have been employed to shape our ideas and perceptions. Today, billions of dollars are spent to do this. I mean, they're spent each year trying to get you to think, act, talk, and dress in prescribed ways. And it's as successful as ever. And he goes into that. So there's several articles, videos, infographics that I've updated that original article with. It's still, of course, got the full context of the original article, plus these new videos and articles. And some of this is pretty powerful, folks. It's pretty intense. It finishes up with a lot of light and a lot of love. The prime directive mandate for the Aquarian age, kind of a synopsis, you know, with more light and love and light language and heart coherence. What that looks like, how that works for Mary Christ mass conscience. So there's a lot I've shared today, folks. I'm going to go into a little bit more, you know, to finish up. I wanted to get the thrust of these orienting, you know, basically the options you have. With the information in the show notes of these four different compendiums, I wanted to finish up in particular with more of the understanding of these bottom line videos for exceptional inspirational videos for Christ Mass time. That's what I've done in this video on the Christ Mass Uprising. There's a video called Strive Daily to Be an Instrument of the Holy Spirit, and this is a discourse from David Christopher Lewis on the gifts of the Holy Spirit as brings clear consciousness to gradually become a temple chalice for that Holy Spirit. It's inspirational. I thought it was wonderful. It's real a keynote, you know, for people that can just kind of tune in and go there, you know, and kind of go with the flow, bro, you know, just kind of the Holy Spirit, of what he's talking about. And as you tune into it, it's much easier if you just tune into it and basically have abiding grace as you listen to it, then it really is therapeutic for left brain, linear, lockstep, letter of the law, men from Mars to balance with that spherical, spiritual, you know, the spirit of the law that is intuitive and sensitive and more the nurturing, loving kindness that inspires people, you know, raises people to their higher state rather than trying to logically compel them or using doctrine and dogma or some other lockstep linear left brain technique to compel people to do what you want them to do. It's better to inspire them to do what is a win-win for both of you. And basic come from the perspective of oneness and brothers and sisters and the family of mankind in a global village kind of a thing. So that's been my intention. And I could go more into that compendium. There's a lot of stuff there, some great infographics, some great humor. There's just a lot of stuff. And some, again, your own multimedia show. And you, Some people, you know, really like just being able to pick and choose like a smorgasbord, you know, food for thought. So I'm going to wrap it up. I want to thank you all for listening. You know, it's been pretty amazing this last week and last couple of weeks. And for me, it's been extraordinary. You know, I mean, I'm looking at all that I've done to bring these videos and articles to you. And it's been, I mean, four of them in 10 days. I've been busy in Santa's workshop. So hopefully you've heard something today. It sparks your conscience and awakens, you know, your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. You know, it's like this is a process. You know, the 2020s, you know, we're not going to get there overnight. There's not going to be, you know, just a sudden, immediately, you know, simultaneous raising of everybody's consciousness all at once. It's a process. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.